proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman from the International Board of Jewish Missions with another segment of Heart Sayings from the Bible. A Bible student reading the fifth chapter of Genesis might take note of the lengthy lifespans enjoyed by the men mentioned in that chapter. From Adam to Noah, only three men failed to live to their 900th birthday. Enoch, who never actually died, Mahalalel, who lived to be 895 years old, and Lamech. Commentators have offered a number of explanations for the prolonged lifespans that such men enjoyed. In this study, we will look at two proposed explanations of this phenomenon. Some individuals have proposed that this entire section of Genesis was mythological. In other words, Adam, Seth, Enoch, Noah, all of those mentioned in this chapter never really existed. Thus, the lifespans claimed for these men would be exaggerated. However, the Bible records contradict that possibility. The genealogies contained in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, a historical record. The genealogy contained in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 lists the same names as the names found in the fifth chapter of Genesis. Luke likewise included these same names in the third chapter of his gospel, in connection with the pedigree of Jesus Christ. Thus, the authors of 1 Chronicles and the Gospel of Luke confirm the account of genealogies found in Genesis 5. Other people might argue that the word years in Genesis chapter 5 indicated intervals of time other than solar years. By that understanding, Methuselah, for instance, might have lived far less time than the 969 years ascribed to him. However, Bible philology goes against that. The Hebrew word for year, shana, usually referred to literal cycles. How can a Bible student then explain the long lives of the men found in Genesis chapter 5? Here's one possibility. The earth's atmosphere might have changed as a result of the flood that God sent in Noah's time. During the period of creation, God, quote, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, unquote. This is according to the first chapter of Genesis. When God released the flood upon the earth, according to Genesis chapter 7, quote, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, unquote. The upper canopy of water above the firmament could have protected human beings from detrimental cosmic radiation, enabling people to live longer. By removing that protective layer, exposure to such energy would increase, resulting in shorter lifespans. Note that human longevity after the flood decreased dramatically. Shem, Noah's son, died when he was 600 years old. Abraham, the ninth generation following Shem, lived for 175 years. In other words, Shem, born before the flood, lived more than three times longer than Abraham, born nine generations after the flood. These are possible explanations for the long-lived antediluvians in Genesis chapter 5. It's important to remember, though, that such men actually did exist. The early chapters of Genesis record history and not mythology. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Heart Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.